Michael. Hi, it's Chip from Vectis Radio, and I'm down here at the Newport Key Classic Car Show, and I'm here with Andrew Day. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. Yep.
So you've got a lovely blue car here. What type is it?
This is a Fiat Coupe 20 valve turbo from the year 1999, first registered in 2000. And it's a five-cylinder turboed engine, which gives 220 brake horsepower, which is plenty. That's really good driving for island roads, because it's not so big. It's, I have actually got a Ferrari 355 as well, but that's for sale at the moment. It wasn't really for the island, you know what I mean? It's this is a more compact car and quite rare. Not so many of them about, so it's a bit of an eye-catcher, bit of a head-turner, I think. And I'm here with Peter Jennings, my friend, who he has a Lancia Delta Integrale, and we're trying to drum up a little bit of interest for our new club, which is the Italian Sporting Classics Club Isle of Wight. So we're hoping that anyone with an Italian-made car of a sporting nature might be interested in joining us. We've already had an inaugural run, and we're just a little group of friends on WhatsApp at the moment, but we're hoping to become a fully fledged car club. So if anyone has an Italian car, you know, it can be anything from Fiat, Lancia, Alfa Romeo, Ferrari, Maserati, Lamborghini, then you'd be very, very welcome to join us. We'll hopefully go out for runs and pub meets and all the kind of things that car shows, car clubs do.
Cool. So what are your contact details if anybody wants to join the club?
In which case, just drop me an email. My email address is acday@gmx.com. So that phonetically, that's Alpha Charlie Delta Alpha Yankee at golfmikexray.com. There you go, there's no confusion there. Hopefully you'll find us at that email address, and we'd love to invite anyone to join us.
Cool. So where did you buy the car?
I actually bought this car in Glasgow. I flew up, and a bit of a story to it. What happened was the guy met me at the airport in the car, so it was already warm. And you should, whenever buying a car, always see it start up from cold. And I couldn't do that, of course, and it wasn't until I'd driven down halfway down the country on the way back to the Isle of Wight that I started it up cold the next morning, having stopped over halfway. And a huge cloud of oil vapour came out the back of the car. And the guy had not been truthful with the car's history, and it was in very poor condition, the engine. So I just thought, well, there's no point complaining. I'll just suck it up and, you know, get the engine rebuilt. So I got the engine rebuilt, and that was in 2007. And I've been gradually working on improving and improving to the point where you see it today. So I had the car in immaculate condition now, both top and bottom and under the bonnet. I did all the prep work for the respray, and Wilton's Garage put the paint on, and then I did the final rub down and polish. I've got the car up on ramps at the moment, so that with mirrors on the side, so you can see on the underside of the car, because I had the car up in the air and was working under there for weeks on end, getting, you know, every scrap of rust from the underside surface away. Completely rebuilding the rear suspension and using reconditioned parts and reconditioning them myself. And really, I would like to say it's better than new.
It looks spectacular.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Andrew.
No trouble at all. Thanks, Chip.
Thank you.
Okay.